This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this morning we're going to visit with two members of the Carlinville FFA alumni group. Fred Emery of Carlinville and Kevin Groves of Atwater stopped by to visit with me about a tractor drive that's happening this Saturday. Tractors should meet at the Carlinville Plaza at 9 a.m., and Fred and Kevin have the rest of the details. There's a tractor drive going on this weekend, so Kevin or Fred, tell us the details about it. When's it starting, and where can people meet up?
We're going to have a tractor drive. It'll be starting at, the tractors will leave at 10 o'clock from the plaza in Carlinville. You might want to start getting there at 9 o'clock because we're expecting a crowd. We're hoping for a crowd, Katie.
And it's just show up. There's no pre-registration required, correct?
No, ma'am. You just come in and you'll put your name down then, and hopefully you got enough gas. If you don't, I'll have the rescue vehicle. Now, if I have to rescue you, you have to buy my meal. Other than that, you're fine.
Okay, and we were chatting. This is kind of being sponsored or run by the Carlinville FFA alumni group.
Yes, it is. We've kind of in conjunction here with McClintock's restaurant there in Standard City is where our end destination will be for a meal. I think anybody that, even if you don't have a tractor that's going to be driven, you can stop by and look at the tractors at that time and enjoy a meal with us. It's $5 to register your tractor for the drive at the Carlinville Plaza. And I think great weather is coming at us. Fortunately, it looks to me like we're going to have a fantastic day to do that.
Yes, I do think good weather is in store for the weekend. And about how long of a route is it that you'll be driving?
It's around 11 miles. I heard this morning we're going to stop about halfway for a water break. And I can't tell you exactly where it's going to be at, but it'll probably be on the Standard City Road somewhere. That's another thing. If you don't want to drive a tractor, you can probably find a driveway somewhere along there and stop, and you'll see the parade come by you. It'll take a little while, but it's kind of neat to watch, too.
Is there any guidelines for the year or model of tractor, or is it open to anyone?
It's open, but you have to be able to go at least 5 miles an hour.
Okay.
And it's kind of embarrassing some of the hills if you kill a tractor on that hill. There's people make fun of you the rest of the day. So.
All right, so 5 miles an hour. And I see here on the flyer maybe some awards for oldest and youngest drivers and fun things like that going on.
Yes, I think there will be a lunch that will be given to the oldest and youngest driver. Plus, there will be the Carlinville chapter, the high school children are going to judge best restored and unrestored tractors, and there will be a plaque given at the ending ceremonies and such. So that will...
These plaques are donated by Steve Walters. They're wood, and they are positively beautiful. I mean, you just can't imagine how nice they look.
So starting at Carlinville Plaza, ending up at McClintock's, where you will have a meal afterwards. So how many years has this been going on? Is this new? Has it happened before?
Lynn Hooger started this last year, and he became a member of the alumni, and he said, guys, you know, this is more than I can handle. And we all took into it then. So this is the second year. Last year there was 58 tractors, I believe. We're hoping it gets massive, so...
Okay, and maybe just the details again, time, date, where you're starting, where you're ending.
The date will be July 16th, which will be this Saturday. Registration, 9:30 at the Carlinville Plaza. It's a $5 entry fee. That money goes directly back to the Carlinville chapter. And then there will be a drive, 10 o'clock time frame will leave, give or take, an 11-mile drive approximately to Standard City, to McClintock's restaurant, and at that time it'll be open up to farmer discussion.
All right, well, sounds like a fun activity on Saturday. And let's talk a little bit more about the FFA alumni chapter and the work that you've done with the FFA chapter at the high school. Now, I know some of the money that goes to them is used for restoration projects, and they've had a few of those over the years. You were telling me a manure spreader. So anything about recent projects that you'd like to share?
Well, first of all, Kevin's son, Aiden, pushed for this alumni to start. And when that kid pushes, things move around. They start out with a hay wagon, and I don't know the last time Blue Jackets went through the Halloween parade. And here Kevin had them walking down through that parade. We had older FA members from, you know, 40, 50 years ago going, wow. The kids, if you keep a kid busy, he's happy. They want to do something. Wire brushing, dirt, they love it. And it made a little bit of money for them. They got projects. Monsanto, they took us down to St. Louis, but we had to pay for the bus. We could pay for the bus. It was a wonderful deal, wasn't it?
It worked out nice. Yes, it did. And that's part of the community that we're finding is coming together, wrapping around these children, trying to get them involved. Like Justin Benny from Channel Seed donated the seed this year to their food or to their farm plot, basically, there at the high school. And then there's an M&M service donated some fertility-based reasons for this plot and stuff. So that'll give these children a chance to go out and get involved in the community and not be afraid to go and ask for stuff, because a lot of people will help them. You just got to go out and do it. And I'm hoping we got a new young group of freshmen, sophomores coming into the Carnival chapter, that they see what these children have done before them, because I think they've done, well, hay wagon restoration, they've done an international disc, they've done an international manure spreader. Right now they're finishing up an Oliver disc that will be on display. As a matter of fact, the Oliver disc will be on display, I hope, at the tractor drive. So they're seeing what it takes to do this, and the children are really enjoying it. I mean, learn how to paint from start to finish to restoring completely everything. And when they get done with it, it looks like it was brand new coming off the showroom floor when they get done with it. And working order. It can go work.
Well, sounds like some great projects, and definitely wonderful to hear that the alumni is able to work with the high school FFA chapter and benefit them. And, you know, talking about the students, so this sounds like the tractor drive is open to young of age and also older, so anyone's invited.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
And that's the thing that a lot of people are under misconception. You don't have to be a past FFA member. That's what we're kind of here to ask for. Anybody become an alumni in any form, whatever, in the different opinions are greatly respected on our end, because we don't know everything, and the more people we get involved, and so anybody become an alumni member. You don't have to be a past, and that's kind of like Lynn Hooyer there. He was never an FFA at high school, and he's thoroughly enjoying himself being an alumni member and working with these children, because that's just, it's neat to do.
Sure. Well, Fred and Kevin, thanks for coming in today. And if people would want more information about the alumni group or the tractor drive, who's the best person to call and phone number?
Best one to get is Lynn Hooyer. It's 217-825-7154. And I guess you can call me if you wish to, Fred Emery. And that'd be 217-473-9163.
And once again, Fred Emery and Kevin Groves about the Carlinville FFA Alumni Tractor Drive. Once again, tractors should meet at 9 a.m. Saturday at the Carlinville Plaza. The drive will be approximately 11 miles long and will end up at McClintock's for lunch in Standard City. We also have some livestock show results for you from the Jersey County Fair. The Open Beef Show took place yesterday morning. The Grand Champion Bull was shown by Moore Shorthorns of Jerseyville. The Reserve Grand Champion Bull shown by Walsh Herefords of Jerseyville. Grand Champion Heifer was shown by Jamie Moore of Piasaw. The Reserve Grand Champion Heifer was shown by Dylan Torrey of Jerseyville. Grand Champion Steer also shown by Dylan Torrey. And the Reserve Grand Champion Steer was shown by Ashley Moore. The Open Sheep Show took place on Tuesday morning. The Grand Champion Ram was shown by Sarah Moore of Jerseyville. Reserve Grand Champion Ram shown by Kenzie Meyer. The Grand Champion Ewe also shown by Sarah Moore of Jerseyville. And the Reserve Grand Champion Ewe also shown by Kenzie Meyer. Grand Champion Weather was shown by Tori Woods of Pittsfield. And those are all the results we have for you this morning. There's several events going on still at the Jersey County Fair today, the main one being the Almost Kiss concert tonight, which starts at 7 p.m. And I'm going to be attending the fair this afternoon, doing some interviews and broadcasts from the fairgrounds, so make sure to join us later on today for those updates from the Jersey County Fair. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.